Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I am glad to have you here with me today. In today's episode, I will be telling you about 5 different ways to stop procrastinating and stop being so lazy. If you are lazy on your things, then this episode is for you. For all those who don't know the meaning of procrastinating, then I will explain it to you. It is the act of unnecessarily and voluntarily delaying something despite knowing that there will be negative consequences for doing so. Sometimes we all procrastinate even after we know that it will have a negative consequence, but we still do it. If you keep on being lazy, I don't think you will ever be able to achieve something in life. Whatever success means to you in life, it's very simple to achieve. All you have to do is to take action. The problem is that we are not taking enough actions that are needed. Whenever you ask someone what they need to be successful, they will just say yes, they know what they need to achieve, but then also they can't. And even after knowing what they need to do, they just don't do it. Most of them will start giving excuses like I got late or I was overthinking or whatever it was. I feel like sometimes we know what we need to be successful, but we are not doing anything to make it happen. And if you still haven't planned what you need to do, then sit back, take a day or two and plan it out. What do you want in your life? How do you want to work on all your things? What do you need to stop being so lazy? Life will seem so easy if you try to take action on the things that are needed. Once you figure out what is needed to be done and how you are going to deal with them, then I think most of your problem will go away. Don't ever let the thought of giving up come to your mind. If you are lazy to do your work, then remember, you are the only one who is going to work for yourself. No one will ever come and do all the things for you. While you are doing things and trying to achieve all the goals, you have to let go of all the negative things that keep on striking at the back of your mind. You can do whatever you want in your life. You need to let go of anything that is holding you back. Unless and until you are ready to get up and work for yourself, you can never achieve anything in your life. Now, I will tell you the most important step to stop procrastinating. Step number one is to identify the reason behind your laziness. Why are you being so lazy these days? What are the things that are holding you back from your success? Is it the fear of failure, lack of motivation, or overconfidence? If by any chance you are afraid that you might get failed or people will make fun of you when you fall, then it's completely fine. All those setbacks will make you stronger. If you think that you are not motivated in life, then you need to find things that motivate you. Try those things in life which will help you to grow, and you will be able to learn new things along the journey. But my friend, if you are thinking that you will do all those things later and you will complete them in a short time, so there is no need to work on them right now, then you are mistaken. Small steps will lead to much bigger things. Having confidence is good, but you should not have that overconfidence. If you have to do some work, then do it right now. You don't have to wait for it until tomorrow. You can do everything you need to do. You have to identify the reason that is holding you back so that you can work on them with more sincerity. Step number two is to stop lying to yourself. It's very simple and we all can do this. No matter how much we lie to others, we can't lie to ourselves. But sometimes, even after knowing certain things, we try to give sympathy to ourselves by lying. We need to admit all those things that are holding us back. Admit that you are lazy. Admit that you are afraid of failure. Admit that you are not taking enough action to achieve your goals. Admit that you are overthinking. You have to admit certain things in order to let go of them completely. See, if you are facing some difficulty or something is holding you back and you are trying to get rid of them, then you have to admit it so that you can let go of it for once and for all. Like, if you are an alcoholic, you need to accept that you are one so that you can let go of that completely rather than hiding behind it. Because the rest of the stuff won't matter if you are admitting it to yourself. Once you admit your mistake, then you can start working on it with more sincerity. Step number 3 is to make goals for yourself. You have to be clear about your goals and all the things you can do to accomplish them. Making a goal and then finally accomplishing it are two different things. You will turn into a completely different person when you will actually try and accomplish it. It's not that easy to do something. You have to work hard for all your dreams. The person that you will be converting into will matter the most in the end. If it would be difficult and different from all the things that you might have thought of, you will turn into a sincere and confident person if you keep on working on your goals. You don't have to do the work in one day. You have to break the task into smaller ones and then you can accomplish it. It will provide you with more clarity. You need to keep a healthy environment and surround yourself with people who will motivate you. Let go of all the negativity that is surrounding you. You don't have to give a room for people who are holding you back. You can do whatever you want to achieve in your life. You just have to make a goal for yourself and how you will manage to perform it out. Things will automatically start working once you start taking actions for your things. Coming on to step number 4. Step number 4 is to remove all sorts of distractions from your life. You have to create an atmosphere where you feel motivated and you want to work. Sometimes we all say that we don't have time for this or that, but we all have time for using our phones or something like that. It's all matter of priority. We all have time for things, but you need to let go of all the things that will distract you, like spending hours on social media and looking at other people's picture. It will not bring you any sort of good. You need to work hard so that people will see you and follow you. For this, you have to remove all sorts of temptations and distractions. For this, you need to identify the things that often distract you or tempt you away from your goal. I know it is difficult to remove these things, but eventually you will use to get all these things. You have to take proactive steps to minimize their influence. This might involve limiting your time on social media, turning off the notifications of your phone, or creating a designated workspace that is free from all sorts of distractions. Once you are consistent, things will start working out on their own. Step number 5 is to take continuous breaks while working. You don't have to work for hours. It will drain you out. It will drain your mind and your body and your soul. Whatever you are doing, take a break and relax. If you are working on a project, then work for 30 minutes and take a break for 5 minutes. Similarly, work for next 30 minutes and take a break for 5 minutes. You don't have to force yourself to work. You should feel happy while you are working. You can take a coffee break or close your eyes for 5 minutes and relax. You have to do this in order to gain all your energy and it will stop you from draining away. Follow this guide and I hope you will be able to work on your goals in a better and more focused way. You are the one who will do things for yourself. Don't ever let yourself feel less motivated. You need to start implementing these steps gradually and be patient with yourself. So here we come to an end for this episode. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss on an episode. Till then, remember that with persistency and consistency, you can develop productive habits and reduce procrastination. Take care. Bye-bye.